Bob Metzia, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Hamafkid Mois Eitzel Shulchani. Somebody gives money to a Shulchani. A Shulchani was somebody whose business was exchange in coins, different currencies, different denominations. And because of that, there was always a need in his business to have money. There was always a need for cash. The Shaila is, when somebody gives a Pikodin to a Shulchani, can we say that the Shulchani is just a regular Shomer, or do we say has a Chayim? He's giving him money. Most people aren't makbid that they should have those specific coins. Nobody cares really if they have those coins or another coin. It's not a chayfetz. Therefore, the assumption would have to be, you give money to a Shulchani, you're allowing him to use it. The Mishnah says that that memela creates a different status, a different level of shmir. Im tzrurin, if the money is tied up, lo yishtamish b'hem, the assumption is that he was giving it to him as a bundle. I want this money intact. I'm coming back soon. 2 days, 3 days, a week. I'm tying up this money. Hold on to this purse, this wallet with these coins for me. Therefore, he took the money. He has no use of it. If he's not paid for his services to watch it, he's a shemichinam. And therefore, the halacha is lefikachim avdu, eine chayim v'achriyusan. If the money is lost, he's a shemichinam, he's not chayim, and it's achrayis. Mutarin. However, if the pouch is open, so the assumption is, or at least it's quite a legitimate assumption, that he's giving him the right to use the money. Lefikach yishtamish b'hem, he's allowed to use it. Lefikach im ovdu chayv b'achriyusam. The pshan, the mishnah, the way the Gemara explains, is that he's a shemisacher. Why? A shulchani who always has recourse to deals, there's always deals coming his way. Investments, hashkois, places to spend money and to make a profit. Why? He always has cash. People know they can go to him as an investing partner. So by him, the more cash he has on hand, the more profits he has potentially. Having the money on hand is already a revach, and therefore he already has the revach, the fact that he has the cash on hand, he's a shayim esocher. If, by the way, it's mutar and l'shtamish, if the money is used, so then he turns into a loiva, he's not even a shayim esocher. He'll be chayiv anoitzim. He'd borrow the money. Everybody that borrows money, it doesn't make a difference whether the money was lost. Reuven borrows money from Shimon, he's chayiv b'chaloifin. Even if the money was lost due to no fault of his own, you borrow the money, you chayiv to pay. So that would be the halacha, but only after he spent it. Until he spent it, at least he's a shayim esocher. Now, all this of being there, an assumption that the mafkid allows the nifka to use the money, is only by a shulchan, like we said. Eitzel balabais, ben tzurin ben mutarim, lo yishtamish bohen. When he gives money to a regular person at home, mech tesi that he should assume that the money is here for use. He gave him a wallet, whatever you got is what you return back. Therefore, since he doesn't have a het shimush, it's pashut that he's a shemichinam, lefikach imovdu enichai bachriyusan. There is mokim to argue, what about something in between a balabais and a shulchani? A shulchani always uses money. A balabais doesn't really need coinage, cash around. A chenvini, a storekeeper, sometimes uses cash, but he doesn't need a constant cash flow. He's not constantly making change with people. Therefore, chenvini ke balabais divrei Meir. Meir held that a chenvini bestomius is like a balabais. If Yehuda Oimer, no, a chenvini also needs cash, therefore chenvini ke shulchani. And the halach is that he has a het shimush, and memeli is a shem esocher. Mishnah Yud Beis. Hashaleach yad bipikodoy. The din over here that's introduced is really somewhat of a hemshich to the hakdama that we made in Mishnah Tes. We discussed that there's a din of shaleach yad. If Reuven gave Shimon his barrel of wine or his bicycle to watch, whatever it is, the halach is that Shimon could become a gazlin on that chayfetz. Teres mechayev. That if he was Sholach Yodum Lechs Me'eyu, he becomes Chayiv Be'oinsim. Mamash like a Gazan. The Chiddush over here, by the way, it should be Poshut. He picks up somebody's Chayfetz to keep. What's the difference if he picked up somebody else's Chayfetz and he took it out of his pocket or his house? So he picked it up, it was here, and now he takes it for himself. What's the Chiddush there? Sholach Yad is a Gazan. Rishayim Amazbir, that since Rishus of the Shomer, the Yad HaShomer Legabi this Chayfetz is the Yad Balabais. So therefore, it makes sense that his picking it up to appropriate it for himself, he didn't really do anything. He was till now Yodoy Ki Yad Baal Bais, and he's still Yodoy Ki Yad Baal Bais. Bad intentions aside, the Ma'aseh said nothing happened. It was in his Rishus, it's still in his Rishus. He wasn't Moitzi it from the Rishus of the Baalim. Komashmon, they're not. That some Rishonim understand the Chiddush. Some Rishonim have an extra Knech. Rishonim bring down that there's a fundamental chil between Gzela and Shlichus Yad. Shlichus Yad could be worse. Gzela denotes whatever a person took al manas to take from the Rishus of the Bailim, he's moitziyat Rishus HaBailim. What happens if a Gazlan picked up a Kad Shemen al manas because he wants to steal a cup of oil? He picks up the barrel. He doesn't become a Gazlan on the whole barrel. He's not planning on taking it. He becomes a Gazlan on the cup of oil that he's planning on taking. The rest of the barrel that he plans on putting down is not a Gazlan. Therefore, if the rest of the barrel all of a sudden breaks, a car comes along and hits it, it's not chayv. It's not chayv achrayis on the rest of the thing. Masha'enkin by a shomer is be'etzem was moitzi when he took the chayfetz from the rishus of Balaam. It's in his rishus. He was moitzi it from the rishus of the Balaam. It's just that his holding on to it, like we said, is holding on to it for the Balaam. Therefore, as soon as he is miskaven to take part of that kad shemen, he be'etzim is being moitzi. He's withholding from the Balaam because he's holding on to the whole barrel. And now he has the whole barrel with bad intentions, because he wants to take part of the oil. He picked up the barrel, and he's taking that one cup. He becomes a gazlan on the whole barrel, and he has no recourse to any pturim. That's the Tosefes Chiddush and Shaleach Yad. The duch, the fact that he's a shemid, the gzeres hakosev, is that now he becomes chayav ha'insim on the whole thing. The one who breaks apart these two shittas and discusses, analyzes, is the famous shtickle, the Trum Sakri, the brother, the Ktois, in his countries, in Choshimish Bereish Tzadik Beis, is the Mara Deshmaitza. What we just discussed is based on different Rishonim. The Mishnah now introduces a din. So far what we said is a Dovah Muskim. But the Mishnah introduces a din, Beshamay Oimim Yilke Bechoser Ubiyoser. He's going to be hit, like Milosh and Malkus, both with deficit and both with revach. What does that mean? Based on what we just explained, that as soon as a pshomer does wrong by the one who gave him the chayfetz, and now he picked up the chayfetz and he used it in a way where he's really being moitzir from the rishus of the owner. Let's use the example, the simple example of a sheep. A sheep, he gets, Reuven gets a sheep from Shimon as a pikadon. The sheep grows wool. As soon as he shears the wool, and the sheep is not sitting here only as a pikadon, but he misappropriates it. He takes it for himself. He shears the wool. He takes milk. He's mechaser. What he's doing is he's being moitzi from the rishus of the Bailam. So be'etzem, anything that happens past that point, l'chor is happening in his rishus. Sort of like the concept that we had in Bava Kamma of shinui koine. The person steals one chevitz, and then it's nishtana. Boifin, where now he's koinal, it's kinyon egzela. The halach is now, if that thing went up in value, tripled in value, l'cher tripled in value in the rishus of the gazlan. The gazlan was already koina. What does the gazlan owe? The Mishnah tells us. He has to pay whatever he stole. Over here also, l'cher, what he's chayv b'achrayis is what he stole. Everything outside of that, either b'choser or b'yeser, either it now has a deficit. L'moshul, the sheep that was given to him for safekeeping had wool, and now he sheared the wool. So l'chayra, that wool should really be in the rishus of the gazlan. In this case, the shomer. And also, let's say if he took an empty sheep, and now he misappropriated the sheep, and the sheep has wool. L'chayra, also that wool, l'chayra, was nichnas into the rishus of the gazlan, because he was already, the shomer was already moitzi from the rishus of the bailam. So we call that bechoser ubiyeser. What we just said in Svara, that should be the point where he misappropriated it. That's taka the shita besil. Besil oimim kisha soitzah. What does Beshame hold? Yilke bechoser ubiyeser? No, he's going to pay. If wool's missing, he's going to pay. If it grew wool, he's going to pay the whole thing. Why? It's a knas to rabbana. Taka not in Svara. Rebkiva oimim kisha satvir. This needs a little bit of explanation. Rabbi Kiva is not talking about pchas, yeser, chesaron, let's say, of wool growing or being taken off. He's talking about the value, what we call Yoykev Ezoil. That means that the behemoth that was misappropriated by the Shomer was worth $100 when it was taken by the Shomer. Beshamem is still hold that he owes $100. Now, if the wool then grows, he'll be chayv. That's the knas according to Beis Shammai. If wool was taken off, he owes that too. That's also a knas according to Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel holds no. Kishas ha-chitzo. That's when it was taken out of the Rishus. Comes along Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Kiva says, maybe could agree legabi the shvach, but as far as the value is concerned, we don't value the behemoth which is chayv ba'insin, the shomer that is, in terms of what was taken out of the Rishus of the shomer, but in terms of we still see it b'shus ha-shomer until the shas ha-tviya. When a tviya is lodged in Bezdin, he has a gzeis ha-kosov la-shayit no-loy, that we see that as the true point of the gzeila. And he holds that that's, the tviya is based on the value at the time of the gzeila. That's Rebbe Akiva's shita. Now the Mishnah says something else. Ha-choshev l'shlech yad b'pikot. What happens if somebody is doesn't misappropriate, doesn't take the chafetz for himself. He thought about it. It's very tricky because what makes a shomer that his rishus is really holding on to it for the bialim? The fact that he's neman, they took on a task to watch that chafetz. So now his rishus is servicing the bialim, so rishus kishus ha-bialim. As soon as he thinks, you know, maybe Taka, the guy put good wine by me, maybe I should Taka use it. At that point, he's already not oimid L'sheirus. He's not serving the balabais. So you can hear that as soon as he mentally makes a shift and now he's going to keep the chavitz for himself, he was moitzius from the shusabam without even touching it. And therefore, there's a chiddush over here. Beshamay oimrim chayiv. That's the rationale behind Beshamay. Actually, the Gemara says that's a pasuk. Because the pasuk says that he's chayiv al kol dvar pesha. On any lapse, on any lack. When does he become chayv? What's dvar pesha? I'll call pesha. The Gemara Dashna, I'll call dvar pesha, means as soon as he says it, that he's going to be misappropriating this chayv, he becomes a shalach yad, he's chayv anayitzim. It's interesting, Taka, that because the loshna of the chiddush over here is al dvar pesha, even though the Mishnah says chishiv, maybe it needs dibur, this is a famous discussion where Kiva Egez Mitzayim, multiple marim makamis in the Gilin HaShas on Taisvis. Taisus says that over here the machshava might not just be a thought, it might actually have to be spoken out. Kivega, fascinating discussion, discusses the same thing with Mitzayin Mara Mekoymus. What about if a person wants to passel a korban? And he thinks, the Kohen thinks while he's being oivid a korban, oilo, that should be a shlomim. Psul shalai lishma. Does that have to be spoken out, or machshava is enough? Same type of Mara Mekoym. What happens when a person, a soifer, is writing stam? And he wants it to be l'shmo. Also, machlek sushenim. Does he have to say areze l'shem kiddusha sefer teira, or is it enough to think it? Are these three cases shalichus yad, psul kotchim, stama l'shmo, totally in each other? Of course, they don't have to be. The concept is there. The avada is mechalk in between. But v'ustu reid Reb Chaim and sefer and other gedele Rabbi Seinu have reid to be mechalk between different cases. I'm just saying over the maramokin. So Beis Shammai, getting back to Pikodon, Beis Shammai says Chai, Beis Shammai says that that itself, the mental shift or the verbal shift, turns him Ois Shomer into a gazlan, into a misappropriating the chayfetz. Beis Shammai, no. Any chayv at sheishlach bo yad shenemem lo sholach yodim imlechzuyev. He has to actually do something about it. Until that point, it's still yodim ki yad balabayis. Keitzad? Hitos hachoves v'not lemen revius v'nishbro. What's the case of doing something? What does he have to do? He turns over the chovis and he takes out a revius of that keg of the chovis shel yayin. V'nishba, then it breaks. Eini mishalom el revius. If he was able to get out a revius of wine out of this barrel that he's a shomer on without picking it up, that's not called he misapprehended. It's not called he took it. What did he took? He took the revius. He didn't take the rest of the keg. However, higbia, if he picked it up, so there he's taking it. And he's taka going to use it, so that picking it up and the using it is taking it from the bialim. If he's bigbia v'not lemena revius v'nishba, then it breaks mishal mekul. He has to pay the whole thing. The rav just adds one mitzias. What happens, let's say, even if he doesn't pick it up? He only tilts it, hito. And a revius comes out. The barrel's a little bit emptier. Because of that, spoils quicker. On the yayin v'nasa choymitz, on the spoilage, where he'd be an onus, over here he'd be considered a pasha. But that's a metzias. That's called, it's as if he left it open to the elements, and because of that spoiled, he'd also be a pesher. But the etzem chilek, according to Beis Hillel, he has to do a maisis, he has to do the maisis in whatever he's pesher, in whatever he's, I'm sorry, whatever he's shaleach yad, and with that he becomes chayav.